Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. At the bottom of this hour, we got a great friend of the show, Super Bowl champion, Fox NFL analyst, nationally renowned bodybuilder. He'll be on the call this Sunday. Rams versus the Bills on Fox, Greg Jennings. You definitely want to keep it locked for that. And then following that, Inside the Parker with Matthew Modine. So special interview. That's great.
Wow.
Rob. Yes.
Yeah, he's a big Yankee fan. And
okay.
Yeah, we get into it. He knows baseball, Chris. I was impressed by his baseball.
He used to
knowledge.
He must be a big sports fan, right? He used to always be at the Knicks games when I covered the team.
Yeah. And he's done like some hype videos for the Yankees in the past and stuff. So he's a sports fan, no doubt about it.
All right. Well, we got the big game coming up tonight. And I know you won't be watching reruns of Hey Arnold. You'll be watching this game. Right?
Oh, basketball. I thought you meant Thursday Night Football. Okay.
No, you will be watching this game. Yes.
Yeah, it's a big game.
Just wanted to make sure. All right. Lakers and the Nuggets, game 4. quickly, Rob, I've been on TV talking about it all day. Here's what I think. Look, you know I picked the Lakers. I hope the Lakers win this series. But I really would love to see Denver win tonight and make this thing interesting. I want some spice. I want some intrigue. I want some suspense.
I think they have a shot tonight. I do.
They got a good shot. My head tells me Lakers win tonight. Nuggets win game five. And then everybody's thinking, here we go. We're down 3-1. And then Lakers close them out in six. But I'd like to see the Nuggets. If I had to pick my preference for the six games, I would like to see the Nuggets win tonight. And then the Lakers win the next two. You pick the Lakers in six too, right?
Yes, but okay. I think if the Nuggets can win tonight, I just think there's a whole different mindset. Even though they lost game two, the mindset would be, man, we were in position to win three. We can beat this team. I think that would be the mindset. And they would have a little bit of an edge, and the Lakers would be backing up a little bit, like their footing isn't as sure. And depending on how it plays out, Chris, and who plays well and who doesn't, say if it's like the bench not doing it again, or, you know, and some of those role players that they need to step up don't play well, you know, then you start to wonder, are they not going to come around? You know, LeBron put up a triple-double the other night that still wasn't nearly enough. You know what I mean? So I think depending on how they lose as well, it could spell something. But if the Nuggets win tonight, I think they start to feel really good that they can actually win the series.
I think the Nuggets definitely would feel good. I don't think the Lakers would be shook. Yeah, I mean, LeBron's come back from 3-1 over the 73-win Warriors. He came back from 3-2 against two legendary teams, the Spurs of Duncan
but the
Celtics of Garnett, Allen, and Pierce. I mean, he wouldn't be shook.
Well, but I'm not saying, but this, the bubble has been different, and I don't know.
Bubble's a different place.
We might have a Miami Denver final or something, Chris, that comes out of the bubble that blows everything out of the water, and then you might look at it totally different about Giannis in Milwaukee and maybe the Clippers, and even if it's the Lakers that somehow get knocked. Do you know what I mean? You might look at it and go, and Kenny Smith, I go back
to
him.
We would owe him an apology.
Yes, and we'd have to go get the tape. Rob G, right. Pull that tape.
Not right now, but
not yet.
If
the time comes.
Because right now, I still
think
he's
mentioned
crazy.
We've mentioned it, though. I mean, he put it out there. He did.
He said Dallas or Denver in the West.
He did. But I'm just saying, it might be a bubble. It might be something, you know, inside the bubble that changed everything.
Speaking of strange stuff, Rob, so Yahoo writes this article. Here's the headline. Anthony Davis, or in the headline, AD, or Anthony Davis, is on pace to match the peak playoff runs of the NBA's greatest big men. Rob, I got two words for this. Stop it! Really? Didn't he just have two rebounds in the last game? I mean, really? And I get it.
The timing of the article is a little weird, I would say that.
Right? I mean, come on, the dude's...
It should have been after the game winner, though. Do you know what I mean?
Like, right.
This
then
timing
maybe we'd
with
say,
articles.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. But look, that alone, two rebounds? I'm sorry, I don't have all the game logs in front of me, but I doubt that Shaq had a two-rebound game during the three-peat era. You think that's safe to say, Rob? A two-rebound playoff
at the,
game?
Without looking at the box scores, yes. I'd be hard-pressed.
Come on. And look, he can back it up, obviously, with numbers. It's Ben Warbach. And Davis is averaging 28.5 points. He's got a true shooting percentage of 65%. He's averaging 10 rebounds, 3.7 assists, 2.3 blocks. And, well, here, 2.3 combined blocks and steals. Nobody in the history of the game can match that specific stat line. That's what we're talking about, Rob, though. That specific stat line. So maybe one of the big men averaged 3.5 assists. I mean, come, like, you can't tell me What Anthony Davis is doing right now, nothing against him. People saw me after the game winner. I said, look, I'm not saying he's an all-time great yet, but he will be. We're going to look back and look at that shot and say that was the moment that he began to emerge as an all-time great. And assuming they win the championship, I threw that out there, because if they win this championship, Rob, now he's got a ring. His numbers are, you know, always been historically great. And, you know, with LeBron still there, he's got a chance for more rings. So he could definitely move into that all-time great status, and we'll point back to that great game-winning shot. But now, I'm sorry, I'm not putting him ahead of Shaq in the three-peat era, Kareem when he was young, Olajuwon in the 2 years that Jordan was retired. I just can't do it. You can't tell me he's having a better postseason run than them. And this is where the stats and analytics can lie. We know there's that phrase, numbers never lie. No, they lie sometimes.
I used to be on that show.
Yeah, right? Michael Smith and Jemele Hill.
That's right.
God bless them. And they lie sometimes, especially now because the three-pointer skews everything. So guys score more now because half your shots are worth 3 points instead of two. And that increases your true shooting percentage. So that's what this is leading to. And I mean, maybe you disagree, Rob, but I'm sorry. And again, nothing against AD. He's having a great postseason. But I honestly think the two rebound game probably disqualifies you. Because I can't see that Kareem in his prime had a two rebound playoff game in one of their championship runs.
It just depends, Chris. You could say that now, but if he winds up making two more big win game winning shots I'm just saying
that's throwing some mighty stuff out
there. No, I know, but I'm just trying to say that yes, off of what we've seen now, that's why the article is awkward. It's in the wrong place coming off of that. It's hard to use that argument off of a performance like that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying, right. Like, could he continue to play great, make a couple game-winning shots or something, Chris, and dominate in the finals, and then all of a sudden the picture looks different and maybe you want to make that claim? But right here, right now, no, you cannot make that claim.
And this is where, Rob, I just think that the eye test has to be a factor. And this is my thing with analytics in general. Analytics and numbers, and we could transfer this to football and baseball as well. Analytics and numbers have their place. There's no question about it. You better have an analytics department in your basketball operations. But it's not the final say. It's not the end all be all. It's just part of the equation. And the eye test has to be important. And I can look at what Anthony Davis is doing. As great as he's playing, again, taking nothing away from him. But you can't tell. Rob, you were there for the Shaq three-peat.
Yep.
Is Anthony Davis playing better than even close to better than what Shaq was doing?
No. Shaq was at that time was totally unstoppable, and there was nothing you could do. I mean, plain and simple. There was nothing you could do.
And that's my point. So these numbers, you can't just look at them. Because what analytics leaves out, and this is not just about all-time greats, but it leaves out the human element. So you don't bring into consideration chemistry. You don't bring, you know, heart into consideration. You don't bring who can handle pressure and who can't into consideration, you know, who's a leader, who's not.
Right. That's why the numbers sometimes, as we talk about, are skewed. There are guys who wilt in big situations and other guys I'd rather have at the plate, you know what I mean, or at the free throw line with the game on the line. Am I right?
Even absolutely.
I just would. And I think sometimes the numbers don't always bear that out. And I think always relying on those numbers – like when you make a double switch, Chris, and you go, no, this guy, hits better against lefty. But the guy that I'm going to hit for, he's hot now. He's swinging a hot bat.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he's why am I taking him out? Because the guy pitching is left-handed? It makes no sense. He's swinging a hot bat, and he should be in the lineup instead of just going strictly on the numbers. Well, it's a left-hander bringing the right-handed
guy. And he might have heart.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? He might be a gamer. Yeah. And remember, the Dodgers did that against the Red Sox a few years ago.
Yes, took out, you remember,
half their home run hitters were on the bench.
Were on the bench at Fenway Park, a band box to hit home runs, and they wind up losing to the Red Sox. That was during the World Series.
It gets under my craw. I think that's the right way to say it.
Not craw, crawl.
It gets under my craw. Is that what it, like? Yeah. I mean, but really, right? In all the sports. And I know, look, youngsters, let's give a little lesson to the youngsters, Rob. Youngsters, let's go to football. They'll look at these quarterbacks to now and, you know, if you're completing 65% of your passes, at least this early in the season, it looks like, wow, low. You know what I'm saying? Because you got dudes completing 69%, 70%+ of their passes. And you look back in the 70s. And 80s even, and see the percentage, completion percentage.
Not even close, right?
No, 50%, sometimes below, or high 50s.
And these are like really good players.
Yes, Hall of Famers.
Right.
But the difference is they weren't dinking and dunking.
No.
Derek Carr, 73% of his completion. Teddy Bridgewater, 72.
Which is ridiculous.
But they didn't dink and dunk. When you threw back in the day, you were throwing it 15 yards. 10 yards at least. 20, 25. You know what I mean?
Totally different. Right.
Yeah.
Because you have these athletes now who do all the work, Chris, with the yak. And you know, right? You just dump it off to somebody and they run 20 yards.
You used to hand it off to the guy.
Right. And now you throw it to him. That's exactly, that's a great point. That's exactly how it used to be.
So it just, that's for the youngest. Because remember a few years ago, and I mean, like 1 or 2 years ago, I guess 2 years ago when Ryan Fitzpatrick was hot in Tampa Bay and someone tweeted that he's got like more career touchdowns than Troy Aikman.
Yes.
Which was true. But come on. Can we get a little context?
They don't compare. It's not even compared.
Troy Aikman's an all-time great. And we're comparing. They just didn't throw it back then like they do now. Like Joe Montana's highest, he is 66. He got up there. 70% in 89. But he had some 56%, 61%, you know, 59%.
But it was different. People would look at you that way. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you believe that the numbers, that suggest that Anthony Davis is having one of the greatest playoff runs of any big man in NBA history? Do you, forget that, the way I worded that. Do you think Anthony Davis is having an all-time great playoff run for a big man? And I mean like top three all-time great. Not, yeah, of course he's playing well. He's got big numbers. If they win it, it'll be nice. But a top three all-time great playoff performance thus far, as the numbers suggest, you can weigh in with myself and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's
true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on. Let it breathe a little bit. Come on. Hold on, Chris.
I'm letting it breathe. Good show. Good show.
Good show, Marla.
Not a great show.
It was a really good show. I agree with that.
Really good
show.
They
had some fun laughs in that.
Right. Florence was great in the Jeffersons.
Right.
I mean, she was good in this, but she was fantastic in the Jeffersons. But yeah. Regina King, this was her start,
this
right?
This was her stardom. Yep. Yeah, she started as the daughter in that show. And it was set in Washington, D.C.
Yep. The dad was,
He was on Sanford and Son. He was one of the cops.
The cop, right. Poppy or
all right, hold on. Here we go. Big finish. Here we go.
We need to do a poll or something. I don't know what we can do, Rob, but a contest. I don't know anyone that knows sitcoms like you.
I told you I would be doing, if I could, I would be writing sitcoms, Chris. That's my calling. I love television sitcoms. Well,
you're calling? You better get to work.
I know. It's too late, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how we could do it, but I've never met anybody that knows more about sitcoms than you.
Unbelievable.
All right.
I love them.
We are the iCouple. We brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's America's number one battery destination. No matter what battery problems you're dealing with, you can find your battery solution at AutoZone. Next time you're having starting trouble, start at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, simple question. Is Anthony Davis having one of the absolute greatest postseason runs for a big man in NBA history? 877-99 on Fox.
That's real simple. All right, let's start with
Marcel in Mississippi, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marcel?
Hey, what's up, Chris and Rob? Hey, DJ Alex, man. Thanks for playing that Hey Arnold request.
I figured you know,
like
I got
it.
You.
That was you? That's a nice
Yeah, nice change
you know, of
pace. Come with it. You know, I come with it. I did the What's Happening request a little while back, too. You know, I try to give y'all some flavor on it. But, but yeah, hey, Alex, I appreciate the follow, too, man. I've been following Uncle Rob for about 3-4 months, and he still ain't following me back.
Here we go.
I worked on the show for months before he even knew my name, so don't feel bad.
Anyway, to my point, man. I still love y'all. But anyway, to my point, no way, no how, and I'm going to do this for you, Chris. Stop it! Man, this man, like, the mid-range shot, A.D. Ben had that since he was in New Orleans. Like, I don't see nothing spectacular. I mean, it was a good shot, good buzzer beater, whatever. But, I mean, he's for damn sure doing way better than Dwight was his first stint with a Laker. And everybody can't be a Laker. And it's a Laker town, everything magnified, things like that. So, it's the market, man. I think it's just way overblown. And let's see what he's doing in the next couple of years, man.
Well, and you bring up an interesting – you bring up Dwight, and Rob will remember this. In Orlando, Dwight has some great playoff runs. They beat LeBron in 2009.
And let's not forget, that 2009, Chris, remember the puppets and ABC with LeBron and Kobe? That was supposed to be the matchup. Everybody was dying for it.
That for about 2 years they
remember
ran those
that?
Commercials.
Yes. Yep. And then Dwight Howard and that Orlando team, man, they beat them. It was not some fluke. They beat them. And
yeah, they were better. They were just
right?
a tough matchup
at that time.
For that
they
Cleveland
were tough.
Yep.
Absolutely. Colton in New Mexico. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Good evening, Rob and Chris. How are you guys tonight?
Doing
great,
good.
Man. How are you?
I can't complain. First of all, I got to gush a little bit, Rob. You liked an Instagram comment that I put up about 4 days ago, and it made my day, man. I appreciate
really?
That.
Really? Nah, that's
yes,
cool. My man. And where
all
are
right,
you in
nice.
Let me ask you one other thing real quick. Where are you in New Mexico? I've never been there and I want to go.
I was born in Albuquerque, which is, you know, everyone knows Albuquerque.
Yes.
But I live in a small town called Fruitland, New Mexico, which is in the Four Corners area. I am literally a 45-minute drive from any of the four states.
Okay.
I am within spitting distance of the Navajo Reservation. It's beautiful out here.
Wow. I need to get there. All right, let's make your point. Thank you.
All right, picture this. Sicily, 1912.
Wow.
Nobody cares about the first three quarters. It depends on how you finish games. That's the statistic that I'm really interested in with Anthony Davis with this quote-unquote historic run.
No,
all
I get
right.
it.
That's
fair.
Great.
That's
yes.
fair. Can we squeeze in Thomas? Thomas in L.A. Yep. Thomas, be quick. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hi. Thanks for your commentary. No way, no how. When you think about greats, you've got to think about long-term performance.
Yes.
You've got to go back to Wilt. You've got to go back to Jabbar. You've got to look at Shaq in L.A. and Orlando. You've got to think about Olajuwon in Houston. Those are the greats that play day in, day out. Secondly, it's an embarrassment for a 7 foot, north of 7 feet, to have two rebounds. Thirdly, get in the paint. You're not a three-point shooter. You're not a point guard. Use your size to your advantage. He doesn't want to get banged up. He doesn't want to get dirty. But you've got to get in the paint, draw fouls. And lastly, I think some of this is coaching error. The guys were gassed the last 7 minutes of the game. Pull them out. Give them a 2-3 minute breather so they go in with fresher legs. That's how you're going to get through this, and that's how the Lakers are going to win tonight.
All right. Good call. Good call. And he was right on the money. Look, AD can hit the three. He can hit the jumper.
That's the world he lives in. And you know who would have hated it? Larry Brown. Like a big guy like that shooting the
perimeter. That's what happened to Darko, right?
That's what happened to Darko in Detroit. He hated it.
Well, and look, they're only – I get it. See, I look at it like AD – because he's not – if Kevin Durant's outside, I'm fine with it, Rob, because he's a truly gifted perimeter player. You know what I mean? Dirk Nowitzki, even Jokic, you know, who does it all. He goes inside too. But AD's not Durant. You know what I'm saying? Like, he does need to be inside more. and then have the ability to step out and do your thing on the perimeter. But definitely I'd like to see him inside a little bit more. All right. There's not a better looking man in all of sports media than Greg Jennings. So says Rob G. The Super Bowl champion, bodybuilder extraordinaire joins us next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's got the best theme music in all of sports radio.
Greg Jennings.
Just let it breathe a little bit. This is Diana Ross. Back in the day. Yes.
So now
he'll be on the call for the Rams versus the Bills this Sunday on Fox. Super Bowl champion, Fox NFL analyst, and now making quite a name for himself on the bodybuilding circuit. It's our man, Greg Jennings. What's up, brother?
What's up, Greg?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? Rob, you off vacation?
Who, me? No, I'm working.
It's surprising that he's here, isn't it, Greg? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I'm working, Greg.
Because
you know
I think when Greg was on last week, yeah, it was George Wrongster. I mean, Reister.
Exactly.
George Roy, you said the right name, though, George Royce. It's like Nick Wrong, you know what I mean? A certain guy.
Now, Greg, I might have my timetables mixed up, but did you have a bodybuilding event coming up? Or like you did it?
I have.
Oh, you do. Okay,
it's
you didn't do
up,
it yet.
October 10th.
Okay, October 10th. So we gotta find out how you did. We'll have you on that following Thursday, and then we'll find out how you did. But let's get to the NFL. So you got the Rams and the Bills. I guess I want to know about the Bills and Josh Allen. I mean, look, he's looking great so far. I think 6 touchdowns, no picks. Obviously, throwing for a ton of yards. Is he for real? Meaning, could this guy become, you know, one of those top 7 quarterbacks in the league and lead Buffalo to a nice little playoff run?
Before I answer it, I'm going to say this. Last year in the playoff game against the Houston Texans, I felt like he played really well, and I think that's when he caught his stride. Even though they didn't win, even though he had some errant throws, he did a lot of positive things, and I think it's carried over into his offseason preparation. And now I'll also say this. They did play the Jets, and they did play the Dolphins. However, he did his job, and he performed well. Watching the tape on him, he's finishing throws. He's stepping up to the pocket. He's doing things that great quarterbacks do consistently. He's a good quarterback trying to do great things consistently now so that he can get into that great category. I like what I'm seeing out of Josh Allen.
Okay. Greg, please tell me, am I crazy or Meshuggah, whatever term you want to use, that's my Yiddish.
Well, you Meshuggah. Are. You are. That's just a question in and of itself.
I think there are 3 teams that have to win on Sunday. Atlanta has to win and beat Chicago at home. Minnesota has to beat Tennessee in Minnesota, and Houston has to win at Pittsburgh. Those 3 teams have to win, otherwise their seasons are over. Tell me I'm crazy.
No, I am going to tell you you're crazy because that's not the case. I don't believe they all really have to win. Now, when I look at the Vikings and look at what they have to go up against, they're in more of a position to where they need to win. They need this win because what we've seen out of them has been absolutely nothing on offense. Defensively is where they hang their hat, and we have not seen them play the Viking style of defense. So we question, okay, who are you? What do you do well? And so I think for the Vikings, out of those 3 teams that you mentioned, that's the team to watch because they could be going in reverse – a playoff team that will not even sniff the playoffs if they continue to play the way that they've been playing.
You got a follow-up, Brian?
I just want to follow up. Houston, it's a big game. You're going to Pittsburgh. Can they afford to be 0-3?
Obviously, you don't want to start 0-3. I think I like what I've seen out of the Houston Texans. When you look at their schedule and who they've played, they've had a couple of tough games right out the gate. So you look at them and you say, okay, if there was a team that, not to give them a pass, but you say, okay, let's look at who they've played. Yeah, I could see those as losses. Now you go to Pittsburgh, you got a team that didn't make the playoffs, but got Big Ben back. They are very defensive, great team defensively, haven't quite found their stride even on the offensive side of the ball. So it's a game that they can win. And with that being said, yes, they need to win it.
Greg, what do you see going on with Carson Wentz in Philadelphia, and how convinced are you that he'll come out of it and become, you know, what he was a few years ago when he was, looked like he was going to win an MVP award?
Carson Wentz has become a riddle that is hard to solve. Like, I'm like watching again, having the Rams this week, watching the film on the Rams defense and seeing Carson play on offense. They just have never, they haven't established anything on offense, or they weren't able to in that game. And then they got behind and it just looked unraveled. And he doesn't look settled. However, you can't play as well as he's played before injury and it's just gone. I think there are some confidence issues there. I think there are some chemistry issues there that's happening as well. And I can't put my finger on just one specific thing, but Carson Wentz and the Philadelphia Eagles, they better get their act together or they will be on the outside looking in once again.
Greg, I want to check in on the Detroit Lions, who play Arizona this week. And the reason I bring up the Lions is they have a chance to lose their 12th straight, you know, dating back to last year. And is this finally, will people buy in that maybe Bill Belichick's disciples just don't do that well when people, you know, give them head coaching jobs? Because Matt Patricia came in, he's a defensive guy, and the Lions have done anything but play defense.
Yeah, I guess that's what's so frustrating if you're a Lions fan and if you're an exec in the Lions organization, is you bring a guy in and at the very least you look to improve on the defensive side of the ball.
Right.
And they have not stepped up to the plate and played as well as we think that they all should. However, this Lions team is a good team. And Rob, you know, like we say this all the time, being from Michigan, watching the Lions and then actually studying them and having called their game last week, they had Green Bay where they wanted them, but it was the decision making of, you know, just not going, not kicking the field, or not actually, not even that, just kneeling down, taking the lead in at half, and you come out with a different psyche. You don't do that. You go down 17-14. You give up a 75-yard touchdown right out the gate. Morale is low. Everything feels like it's deflated, and you lose a game to a team that you feel like you could have potentially won. And that's what happened to the Lions over and over and over again. They get off to these fast starts, first three quarters, and then they can't finish. They can't put the bow on the present. And if until they do that, I think this might be the last time we see Matt Patricia in that Honolulu blue.
No, I think that's true.
I'm with you. Remember, they got rid of Jim Caldwell because, remember, the GM, Bob Quinn, said 9-7 and making the playoffs wasn't good enough. You remember that quote?
Yes, I do. I do. And you look at the total amount of games that Matt Patricia has won in his stint with the Lions.
It's nine.
It's nine. He's 9-23-1. How is that all right, Bob Quinn? That must
be
okay.
But you know what? He talks a good game.
Yes, and he has a pencil in his ear. Okay.
All right, that's our man, Greg Jennings.
Thanks,
buddy. And get back in the gym, man. We appreciate you taking that break, that 10-minute break to rap with us.
Absolutely. Anytime for y'all.
Thank you, buddy. Stay
well.
All
right, man. Peace. All right, Inside the Parker is next with Matthew Modine. You do not want to miss it. It's the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a TV theme song Thursday. And I don't know what show this is, Alex. You got it. This was a request. What
yes.
was this?
This one, actually, Rob, I don't know if you've ever seen it. I know it's more so like when I was a kid, but it's Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo, yes, that was a request. I did see that on social media. I do know the show, but I didn't remember the opening theme.
Really?
I did not.
Well, I got to love the guy because he always had heart. He always got turned down, but he still loved himself, his mama, and the women.
No
All
doubt.
All right. We are the Odd Couple brought to you by Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. Works fast and you won't stink. Pharmacists recommended odor-free pain relief for muscles, pains, back aches, sprains, strains, even arthritis. No burning, no stinging, just simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast. And you will not stink. It's time for Inside the Parker.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
our guest, Matthew Modine, of course, the actor, and he joins us here on Inside the Parker. And yes, you are a baseball fan, a Yankees fan, I know you are. This season,
yes, sir.
You know, it's been a little crazy. You know, it's almost down to the end, Matthew. 60 games. They had a rough patch in the middle of the season with a lot of injuries, but they're playing better. Are you happy where they're headed as playoffs are about to start?
Yeah, I was happy they got those last 10 wins in a row. And, you know, we slipped a little bit now. We finally lost to Boston. We lost a game. But I think that the Bombers are looking good. I'm excited. And, you know, it's a shortened season, so everything is really different. It's sad, but it's a part of life that we don't get to go to the games and you know, cheer together and celebrate everything that's New York and the Yankees. But, you know, that's the situation, and we'll get through it. We'll get through it. And I think that we're going to come out the other side of this better. I think that this has given us a lot of opportunities to look within and understand ourselves a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And I know you did a 2018 preseason hype video for the Yankees. And, you know, the playoffs the last few years, the Yankees, despite all the injuries, Matthew, they've gone to the ALCS, had a chance to get to the World Series in two of the last 3 years, losing to the Astros. When you see the Astros and know that they're cheating scandal, do you feel a little cheated about, you know, especially last year?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know why they didn't. I mean, they must have an asterisk next to their name, but I don't know why the baseball commissioner didn't take it away, didn't take that championship away. I mean, we can't celebrate people for cheating. And, you know, I mean, I'm a New York Jets Giants fan as well. I say Jets Giants because I love them both. But, you know, how many times Belichick got caught cheating up there in New England?
No doubt about it. I always say he can't be considered the greatest coach ever because of those marks of cheating.
Yeah.
The one thing, speaking of cheating, I think sometimes baseball and Yankee fans feel cheated because Aaron Judge just can't seem to stay healthy for a full year. When he was healthy to start the season, were you excited? Because we've seen what the guy can do when he's out there and he can play every day.
He's amazing. I mean, he's a specimen. You know, I've never seen somebody that big move as fast as he does, swing a bat like he does. I mean, he's kind of a freak of nature, but he's one of the most exciting baseball players in the sport. So I think that, you know, he's very young, and I think that every year that goes by, he's going to understand his body a little bit better and know how to train a little bit differently. And he's going to be fine. You know, he's got three or four or five really good years coming ahead of him. I think that and we're all going to be proud that he's a Yankee.
Matthew, before the season started, I picked the Dodgers and the Yankees. I think they have the best two rosters. They haven't met since 1981. Would that be an awesome World Series if these two teams met?
That's what I was hoping for a couple of years ago. That would have just, you know, East versus West, the old Brooklyn Dodgers, you know, the history, the legacy. That would have been spectacular. But, you know, it wasn't our fate. But, you know, we can hope. We can hope that that's a great rivalry there, you know.
All right. Matthew, thank you so much for your time, man. That was fun. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you so much. Go Yankees.
All right, there you go, Inside the Parker. Make sure you listen, share, rate, and subscribe. It drops every Thursday. You know the baseball playoffs start on Tuesday night, so you want to be there. And then today, the big news, Major League Baseball, that Turner Sports extended its Major League Baseball TV deal through 2028. And we'll launch a new franchise called Tuesday Night Baseball. They'll get rid of the Sunday afternoon game and make it just every Tuesday night. And baseball signed a big money deal with Turner. So baseball continues. Like, I'm looking forward to that in Turner on Tuesday nights. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay, America!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.